34. Talk at Hotel Plaza. 2 May 1912. Chicago, Illinois. Notes by Marzia Moss. This morning, the city is enveloped in fog and mist. How beautiful is a city brilliant with sunshine! Just as these mists and vapors conceal the phenomenal sun, so human imaginations obscure the sun of truth. Consider the radiant glory of the great solar center of our planetary system. How wonderful the sight, how its splendor illumines vision, until clouds and mists veil it from the eye. In the same way, the sun of truth becomes veiled and hidden by the superstitions and imaginations of human minds. When the sun rises, no matter from what dawning point on the horizon it appears, northeast, east, southeast, the haze and mists disperse, and we have clear vision of its glory mounting to the zenith. Similarly, the nations have been directed to the dawning points of the Sun of Reality, each to a particular rising place from which the light of religion has become manifest. But after a time, the dawning point has become the object of worship instead of the sun itself, which is ever one sun and stationary in the heavens of the divine will. Differences have arisen because of this, causing clouds and darkness to overshadow again the glorious luminary of reality. When the mists and darkness of superstition and prejudice are dispersed, all will see the sun aright and alike. Then will all nations become as one in its radiance. Inasmuch as these clouds and human vapors of superstition hide the light of the spiritual sun, we must put forth our utmost endeavor to dispel them. May we unite in this and be enlightened to accomplish it, for the sun is one and its radiance and bounty universal. All the inhabitants of earth are recipients of the bounty of the one phenomenal sun, and none are preferred above others. So likewise, all receive the heavenly bestowals of the Word of God. None are specialized as favorites. All are under its protection and universal effulgence. Human strife and religious disagreement complex and disfigure the simple purity and beauty of the divine cause, until clouds obscure the light of reality and disunion results. Therefore, make use of intelligence and reason so that you may dispel these dense clouds from the horizon of human hearts, and all hold to the one reality of all the prophets. It is most certain that if human souls exercise their respective reason and intelligence upon the divine questions, the power of God will dispel every difficulty, and the eternal realities will appear as one light, one truth, one love, one God, and a peace that is universal.